Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So how was the survey conducted? What were some of the questions that were asked?
So our work is actually not just based on survey. It's actually based on student outcomes in terms of graduation, in terms mm-hmm. of grades, and then later also in terms of survey things that we measured. That measured all sorts of outcomes for the students. So we actually have a pretty broad visibility about what they were, about what their experiences were and the post-graduation experiences as well.
Right, absolutely. And so tutorials, you know, are smaller in size than like a lecture and more focused hands-on. Why do you think students, instructors may be just as effective as professors in this kind of environment?
Right, so there's a few things that could be happening. One of those things is, one of the things that we believe could be happening is that student instructors kind of just went through their educational experience and then they may be able to just convey the material more vividly to the students. And, you know, they just get better engagement from the students and that just makes them more effective instructors. It could also be, there's a number of other explanations, but I think that that's one potential way in which that could work.
So it's a bit more relatable and a bit more kind of like presented in a way that students relate to.
I think that could be one big way in which this could happen, yeah.
And so what are the sort of effects of this, do you think, like practically? Would it be maybe that universities might be able to rely more upon graduate students and allow professors to do something else other than teaching tutorials?
So what I'm thinking, so one of the things is I think a lot of universities do use professors and students to teach tutorials. And the first thing that should be happening is they should be asking themselves, why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Is there a better use for the professor's time? Is there a better use for, like, you know, professors are, by all accounts, more expensive than student instructors, right?
Yes, of course.
If they're that much more expensive, we need to know what we're getting out of it, right? And
yeah.
If we're not getting the best out of it, then maybe there's better use for their time.
Mm-hmm. And how much research has actually been put into this before sort of your own one?
So there's quite a bit of research on the effectiveness of teachers and professors. There's not research at all on tutorial instructors and on academic rank, so professors versus student instructors in tutorial instructors. So as far as we know, we're some of the first people who actually see this, and we see this in a very good environment that allows us to tell a lot about what's going on. So that's actually one of those main contributions that we have in this article.
Is it possible to extend this research to other sort of environments where maybe the same kind of thing is happening, or is it sort of restricted to this specific situation?
So the answer, I guess, is carefully, yes. Right. So then a lot of these things, of course, are environment specific, and it's difficult to tell how much of it is specific to the environment. However, the general, for one, I think it's fair to ask, right? How are we asking these questions in all the environments in which we should be asking them?
Yes.
Right? And is it possible to extend it? To some extent, I think it is. Right.
Yeah.
Again, very carefully, but I think that does say something. More importantly, I think that just should prime the question of, are we really using the time of the professors in the best possible way?
Right. Fantastic. And I suppose also, you know, looking forward, does this research results that you found here kind of open up other avenues you'd like to explore as a result?
Yeah, so actually, absolutely. One of the things that we do want to do later is, trying to figure out the big questions of why, right? Why is it that students seem to be as effective as professors at teaching? Why? What makes them such equally effective teachers? All of these are actually really hard to get at,
yes.
But we're pretty excited. And so, yeah, we're going to continue. We're going to continue doing research on this, and we're really excited to see what happens.
That is very exciting. Well, thank you so much for telling us about it. It sounds like a really interesting result, and lots more to come.